It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, they were all butt done.
What?
They were all butt done by then.
Oh. No. You want to do butt stuff?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
A bag with a clear...
A what?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Bag with a what in it?
A clear crystallized substance.
You know, this team is just not that good.
So if I'll stand beside you, you wouldn't ask that question.
Here, go over and sit next to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, though.
You're not going to...
Because you know what? I'll black your eye and tell the cops that you've been crying all night.
Oh, come on.
Boy, it always goes
friendly with each other.
Mama.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-brake, brought to us by Classic BMW. We're going to give you three candidates. And as P1s, you get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Norm and D Show from 10 to noon. It's not Norm. It's Donovan. Trying to say satellite service and cable, and it gave him some big problems.
So yesterday, yeah. Norm, I don't know who your cable...
Come on now.
How you get your damn TV?
You want to start that over?
I was going to say satellite provider, but I got mixed in with cable and all that other stuff. So I got a little tongue twisted right there. So I don't know
Campbell's chunky turkey can and a wire.
How you get your damn TV?
Just turns it into how you get your damn TV. We're at the beginning of that one more time.
So yesterday, yeah. Norm, I don't know who your cable.
You want to start that over?
I was going to say satellite provider, but I got mixed in with cable and all that other stuff. So I got a little tongue twisted right there. So I don't know
Campbell's chunky turkey can and a wire.
How you get your damn TV?
He almost got tongue tied on tongue twisted.
Yes. What did Norm say there at the end?
Yeah, what is that?
Campbell's. He said some kind of weird word salad.
He was trying to say a tongue twister, I guess.
Oh, he was?
Canadian Campbell soup? I don't know. One more time.
What is Canadian Campbell soup?
What's going on right now?
So, yesterday, yeah. Norm, I don't know who your your damn TV.
You want to start that over?
I was going to say satellite provider, but I got mixed in with cable and all that other stuff. So I got a little tongue twisted right there. So I don't know
Campbell's chunky turkey can and a wire.
How you get your damn TV?
Wait a second.
Okay.
Campbell's
chunky turkey can and a wire. I think that's what he was saying he used to get his TV.
I thought he was trying to say a tongue twister.
I thought he was just saying nonsense.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been that, too.
I thought he was in the middle of some sort of neurological event.
I think it was can and a wire, and he was just dressing it up by adding the brand and the flavor.
Chunky. All right, there is Donovan as candidate number one. Boy, do we have a big guest on Bands of Your Life on Tuesday morning. We had Killer Kellison give us the bands of his life, and it was great.
Amazing.
Killer had some really hot takes on music, but he got off to a rather rough start. We weren't sure exactly what he said when he first joined us on Tuesday.
He's a jack of all trades and certainly a master of none.
Stop it. Come
Ladies
on.
And gentlemen, Jason Killer Kellison.
Good morning,
Way
gentlemen.
To go, Killer.
How are you boys doing?
What?
I can't hear myself in my own headphones.
What did he just say?
How are you guys doing?
How are you guys doing? Good morning, Friday.
Wow.
Did you say hadapadapasoin? I couldn't hear myself in my own headphones, so it's really throwing me off. And I don't need more roadblocks in my way. I'm going to screw up on my own. You know?
Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Come on, friends here.
You've done
so
the work.
Do we isolate what he says?
Yeah, we believe so.
This is one of the toughest projects Junior's ever
hard.
Had to do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
Bring her down. Okay. You can bring that down much earlier.
yeah, so what did Killer say? We have an instant replay here of what he said.
How are you boys doing?
Are you boss doing?
Are you boys doing? How are you boys doing?
Play that again.
How are you boys doing?
That's better than Rajanda.
Rajanda.
That is just barely English.
We've got another great killer phrase from...
It was right out of the gate.
Yes.
You know, he had been doing like his exercises for 45 minutes, his vocal exercises to try to get ready because he didn't want to embarrass himself. And then right out of the gate, he says this.
How are you boys doing?
All right, John.
Play.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, we got a triple now for Killer.
That is brilliant.
All right, as it sounded when we started to talk to Killer one more time.
He's a jack of all trades and certainly a master of none.
Stop it.
Come Ladies on. And gentlemen, Jason Killer Kellison.
Good morning,
Way
gentlemen.
To go, Killer.
How are you boys doing?
What?
I can't hear myself in my own headphones.
What did he just say?
I just reared up.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Friday.
Wow.
Hey, you can bring her down.
It stopped us immediately.
That is just beautiful. I didn't realize how great that was.
How are you dying? How are you boys doing?
And then he said, oddly, I couldn't hear myself in my own headphones.
Yeah.
Like, why did he have to say his own headphones?
Yeah.
Just my headphones.
My headphones would have sufficed there.
In my own headphones.
My very own headphones.
Do y'all remember during Thanksgiving vacation when Gordo threw it to Killer for an update from a Thanksgiving story, the day after Thanksgiving, the Black Friday story?
No,
I
don't remember this.
It was a while back. It was like 10 years ago or so. Uh-huh. And you were doing Muse.
Yeah.
And you threw it to Killer because he had a story for you.
Yeah.
It's almost as if...
Unbelievable.
I thought I gave that long enough.
We got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart. And then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
No, that was good, Killer.
Good?
Nailer.
It's still so bad. It's still,
you started off.
That is still so real to me, damn it.
It's amazing.
San Andreas. So,
from that to... Hey, it's my dying.
How you boys doing?
What?
How you boys doing?
How you boys doing?
How you boys doing? How you boys doing?
John Dobb.
Wow. Wi-Fi.
Oh, I love Killer. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three. This is another guy who stumbles from time to time. We all stumble. Sure. Craig Rosengarten, though, has his problems on Saturday morning. And as they were having crosstalk with Country Force, Ty Walker and Eli Jordan, he had a lot of confusion.
You would have had the only bison on Earth.
Hey, can I briefly switch?
Absolutely, yeah. Right ahead. Do it.
I'm looking on my Twitter feed and I see Gainer Bull. Who is that?
Just Google search him.
Yeah, check that out.
Google him and get back to us.
The 500-pound erotic.
No.
Let him look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, let Craig be startled by this.
It might take you a while.
Really? Gainer Bull?
Look it up on Google.
Oh, good Lord. Seriously?
Describe what you're looking at.
No, not a chance. We need to go to break right
fucking now. Is this still the best? Is this still the best mix ever, Craig?
No, we just blew it.
Eats 10,000 calories a day.
Good Lord.
Gainer Bull
Rosengarten.
Oh, this
garden. Is disgusting.
So I don't understand. So
that's
what,
the most disgusting thing
so
ever.
So what's an erotic weight gainer?
Gainer Bull.
That's him.
Yeah. Where's the erotic part come in?
I'd never heard of that either until Eli Jordan started using that. I guess it's his Twitter handle.
What?
Are you familiar with that dude? The guy who eats...
Gainer Bull?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Erotic weight gainer?
Erotic weight gainer. I knew this was a thing. Like, there are guys who love feeding their female-presenting wives lots of food. Like, that's an erotic thing for them, and they like for them to get really, really heavy. I didn't know it was also... There's just guys who just eat erotically and then put videos of it online.
Says he enjoys Gainer Bull, enjoys gaining weight and participating in loading sessions online.
Loading sessions.
Erotic weight gain has been a well-known subculture in the gay community since the girth and mirth movement.
What? I don't even think Gordo knew that. All right. I don't know if we have to get into the Gainer Bull thing, but we do have to hear the beginning.
When our boys were charging that on D-Day, this is what they were doing it
they
for.
They weren't doing it for Gainer Bull, I don't think.
Gosh, look at him. That is the most ridiculous beach ball belly.
Yeah.
But ask yourself this question. Did Rick get off to a good start when he started to ask this question?
You would have had the only bison on Earth.
Hey, can I briefly switch?
Absolutely.
That's how it started.
Doesn't that sound like a guy who's holding a mixed drink?
Yeah.
And just kind of stumbling around.
Or he just got hit with a baseball bat, one of the two.
It always sounds like he's talking like he's holding a wad of mashed potatoes in one cheek and trying to issue a point while he's at dinner.
The beginning one more time.
You would have had the only bison on Earth.
Hey, can I briefly switch?
That's not like the hammered guy at the dinner table.
Yeah, he's about five mixed drinks in.
All right, so those are your three candidates: the Great Donovan, Killer, or Rosengarten. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey guys, it's Jamie Benn.
Hey, good game last night.
Hell of a game. Way to go.
Do you know how excited I am right now for that win, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So, shout out to Marcus at the Green Gator and FMC.
I think this is the fake, double fake Jamie Benn.
Yeah.
This isn't the real fake Jamie Benn.
Give me Killer. Yay. Thank you, eh?
Okay, yeah, you got a vote in anyway.
Way up.
Thanks for everything.
At least you got a vote in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. Let me vote for Rosen. And whatever happened to Jefferson Abbott?
Who?
I don't know.
The guy I went to school with?
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
And Killer parents failed, and they left him alone.
No,
they did. They raised a nice son, is what they did.
The great guy.
Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream. And you're on the air.
Am I on AM radio?
Well, holy yes, ma'am.
Crap.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Nevis, I want to vote for the ticket, Shelter Dog, just so you know. And y'all have a happy T-Rone and a happy football and go Red Raiders.
It's almost been 20 years.
You know, you've got to give it to her for, number one, her consistency, and number two, it's always presented in a very nice, tight, concise package.
Yeah.
How can you get mad at her?
Always
never in
votes.
A bad mood.
Oh. Yeah, always votes, always in a good mood. Yeah.
Follows the same form.
Yeah, gets in and out, doesn't waste our time.
Yeah, now that we're into football season, you get to go Red Riders at the end. And
but they've put aside every single Friday for the past 20 years to do this.
Yes. That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal flush, born.
No, and not that you. Person.
Not you.
I've been going for 15 years.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Do you guys think this is the year that the Cowboys will actually win the Super Bowl? Because my whole life I've never seen them win, and I want to vote for Killer.
Oh, it's 13-year-old Cassidy.
Her whole life she's never seen the Cowboys win.
That's right.
Then. All right, maybe it's the year, Cassidy.
Maybe they'll win it for you, Cassidy.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, see you morning, Jub Jub.
Is this 1920s reporter guy?
Nah, this is Coin Flip Gordo, and I'd like to vote for that blockhead killer.
Okay. I am so confused right now.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. After an early vote for Rosengarten, killer with five straight votes to win the emergency break of the week.
He's a jack of all trades and certainly a master of none.
Stop it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Killer Kellison.
Good morning,
gentlemen. Way to go, killer.
How are you boys doing?
What?
I can't hear myself in my own headphones.
What did he just say?
How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Friday.
Wow.
How about the bazoin?
Did you say how about
the poor killer.
How are you boys doing?
Just gets pummeled after issuing that. But
he's going to turn on
you. I know. You can't help but rear up when a guy says, how you boys doing?
How are you boys doing?
Oh, we add that to all right, Janda and Wi-Fi, and how many is that for Killer?
That's his fifth win, 111 behind Norman Scud Stud Hitzkus.
Yeah, Norm will never be caught on this. Can we have at least the Killer triumvirate, the hat trick, back to back?
All right.
How are you boys doing?
All right, John.
I play.
Robart.
All of that is...
We forgot Robart.
All of that is killerese, right? It's the same cadence. It's the same accent. Yeah. It's this alternate language that he slips into.
Running out of breath just a little bit.
Hey there, P1s.
How are you boys doing?
Yep. All right, John.
I play.
Robart.
How are you boys doing? You know, we sent that recording into deep space on one of the Voyagers. We should have sent that clip to aliens.
That's the first thing they hear from Earth.
See if they can figure out our Earth language.
Oh, killer, you are awesome, and you are this week's winner.
No, it's 808. I go poop.
Gross.